Koska's good to go, and he's going to go.
Does that surprise you that he's been able to recover that quickly? I mean, there's so much uncertainty with those sort of situations.
I don't know.
Pleasantly surprised, I
guess. I mean, I'm really happy he recovered, that's for sure. But he was, I don't know, you'd have to consult medical. I've watched guys come back from, I don't know, we would call it a headshot. I don't know what he was exactly diagnosed with, but he was, I've seen guys be out of it, and I've seen guys be able to ace a math test. He was, I don't know, whatever happened to him on the ice, I don't know, you know, I'm sure he was probably knocked out a little for a few seconds there, but he's responded really well, and he's passed every single neurological, whatever tests are done, he's gone through them all. So at some point you do get better from these. You just did it. You just did it a little quicker than, how long has it been? 9 days. 9 days, so he's a little, gotta get back in at some point, so he's ready to go.
He was saying yesterday that's not going to be forgotten, not that you look for retaliation, but it adds fuel to the incentive to beat Montreal.
It does, but it's the biggest incentive is just to win a hockey game. It's not get back at somebody for a hit. Eventually, all that stuff comes around anyway at some point, but I truly believe Doug Murray didn't mean to hit Mike Koskin in the head. I don't think he meant to hit him, no question. I think he instinctively reacted after he kind of saw that he might get beat, but by no means did I think he went in there saying, I'm going right for his head. So I always think that makes probably a little bit of a difference there, but that won't be any of our focus. Our focus is trying to catch Montreal right now, and that's what we're sewed up to play them in the first round, but our main focus is let's try and get home ice. I want to be in Tampa a week from today and not in Montreal.
What's your first impressions of Kreisters when you got to meet him and talk to him, just as a person?
He's a pretty intimidating guy. He's a pretty big kid, but he's very respectful. His English, he speaks very well, for not growing up on this side of the pond. But he's very, there's just another guy that really works hard, tries to get better every day. He doesn't come up here thinking, oh, like, put me in, coach. He's up here, help me get better. We're coming into he's a prospect of ours. So at some point here, he's going to have to get into a game, and it might be one of these, it's not going to be tonight, but it might be one of the next two, and it'll be a good story, because he'll have played in quite a number of leagues in one calendar year. So, but let's see what happens. We got to look after tonight, and we need to put 20 guys together that's going to beat Philadelphia. As I said, we want to try and get home ice. I know we're, Montreal's got a little bit of a cushion on us, but who do they have tonight?
Islanders.
So, it's a 4-point night. We can sneak out too, and they lose too. All of a sudden, it's tight again. So, we have to find a way to win tonight.
Does the mindset knowing that you're locked into a certain opponent, does that change anything in the approach over these final 3 games?
I'll tell you what it does. It really helps coaching staff, because you went from like preparing for all a bunch of different teams, and now you get to prepare for one. So it, selfishly for our guys, and that helps us a little bit. But now it just keeps, now your goals just are narrowing down a little bit. We can't play for a division. There's a lot of things you can't play for anymore, but you're playing to make sure your team is ready for the playoffs. But most importantly, we can still get home ice, and that's extremely important to us. Finishing second is a lot better than finishing third, and we still have that in us, so let's try and do it.